Hi, this is Jane on Friday, July 10th, reading the Charlestown Patriot Bridge, July 10th edition. Sail Boston 2026 launches interactive fleet tracker to follow ships in real time. Sail Boston 2026 is proud to announce the launch of its official interactive fleet tracker, powered by AquaMap technology. Designed to enhance the viewing experience for maritime enthusiasts, locals, and visitors, this new tool provides an unparalleled and close-up look at this summer's historic maritime celebration. Users can reference the fleet tracker to follow the tall ships as they make their way into Boston Harbor. The tracker provides real-time vessel locations, route information, and details about individual ships, allowing residents along the Massachusetts coast to catch a glimpse of the fleet as it travels along the shoreline. Available now on the Sail Boston website, the fleet tracker serves as the ultimate digital companion for tracking the magnificent tall ships as they make their majestic journey up the coast before arriving in Boston. Spectators can access the tracker directly by visiting https://www.sailboston.com/fleet-tracker. AquaMap's fleet tracker is an extremely valuable addition to the Sail Boston experience. It allows spectators, participants, and residents to follow the fleet in real time, creating an interactive and engaging experience for all users, said David Choate, Technical Director of Sail Boston. The fleet tracker was developed to enhance waterfront navigation and public safety, ensuring that both land-based spectators and recreational boaters can seamlessly plan their visits and safely share the harbor. For more information on Sail Boston 2026, participating ships, or media opportunities, please contact T.K. Skenderian at T-K-S-K-E-N-D-E-R-I-A-N at conventures.com. To track the fleet online, visit https://www.sailboston.com/fleet-tracker or follow the event on Facebook and Instagram using hashtag SailBoston. Since 1992, Sail Boston, Inc., a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, has hosted more than 475 international tall ships and vessels of interest to Boston and many Massachusetts coastal communities. Sail Boston, Inc. endeavors to develop programs that provide economic development and cultural enrichment for citizens, businesses, and visitors in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. For more information on Sail Boston, Inc. and Sail Boston 2026, please visit sailboston.com. AquaMap is an advanced marine navigation app which features official, up-to-date nautical charts coming from authoritative sources, real-time maritime weather forecasts, points of interest from Active Captain and Waterway Guide, AIS, target tracking, and many other advanced features. With AquaMap, you can plan your routes with flexibility, switching between manual, automatic, and hybrid modes to navigate safely, and share your routes and tracks with the sailing community. For more information about AquaMap, visit the official website, www.aquamap.app. Free Arts and Crafts Workshops. The Boston Parks and Recreation Department is pleased to announce the return of free arts and crafts workshops and the introduction of STEM and youth preparedness workshops for children through the Park Arts Program. Kids ages 3 to 10 can enjoy a wide variety of activities led by local artists and instructors, heavily featuring Charlestown's own training field this summer. Local Charlestown events. Arts and crafts workshops are on Wednesdays, July 29th, August 5th, and 12th at the training field from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Arts and crafts workshops on Fridays, July 31st, August 7th, and 14th at the training field from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. In addition to arts programming, Park Arts is debuting free STEM and youth preparedness workshops on Mondays throughout July and August at other neighborhood parks. Led by a Boston Public Schools teacher and staff from the City of Boston Office of Emergency Management, these hands-on workshops combine interactive STEM activities with lessons on emergency preparedness. Summer in Boston's parks is all about giving children and families opportunities to connect, learn, explore, and create, said Diana Fernandez-Bibo, Commissioner of Parks and Recreation and Deputy Chief of Open Space. Kendall Basham, Emergency Manager and Regional Coordinator for Boston Office of Emergency Management, added, "When kids know what to expect, it replaces fear with confidence, making our whole community safer and more resilient." Participation is free and all materials are provided. All children must be accompanied by an adult. Groups of eight or more must pre-register by emailing parks@boston.gov or by calling the Parks Department at 617-961-3082. Other citywide events: arts and crafts workshops, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Fridays at Mozart Street Playground and Joyce Playground, July 10th, 17th, and 24th, and Dorothy Gibson Playground, July 31st, August 7th, and 14th. Tuesdays at Iacono Playground and Walsh Playground on July 14th and 21st, and Lopresti Park and Elliott Norton Park, July 28th, August 4th, and 11th. Wednesdays at Marcella Playground and Hines Field on July 15th and 22nd, and Mission Hill Playground, July 29th, August 5th, and August 12th. Thursdays at Fallon Field and Walker Playground on July 16th and 23rd, and Medal of Honor Park and Myrtle Street Playground on July 30th, August 6th, and 13th. STEM and Youth Preparedness Workshops, 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Mondays at McConnell Park on July 13th, Tiffany Moore Tot Lot, July 20th, Moakley Park, July 27th, Hunt Elmont Park, August 3rd, and Peters Park on August 10th. Rosalita's Puppets at 11 a.m. at Fallon Field on July 23rd, Mozart Street Playground July 24th, Myrtle Street Playground July 30th, O'Day Playground July 31st, Medal of Honor Park August 6th, and Dorothy Gibson Playground on August 7th. For more information, visit boston.gov/parkarts. First aid tips. We recently welcomed new neighbors and their dog to our floor and let them know we had an animal first aid kit ready if they ever needed it. Since our Poppy is our third Westie, we've fostered other Westies, and we live in a pet-friendly building. Our kit has been used quite often over the years. What's more, it doubles as a bit of a puppy luggage whenever we travel. Whole Dog Journal recently published a great article on the best first aid kits for dogs. They wrote, "As a pet owner, you hope to never need to use a first aid kit, but it's always better to be over-prepared than under-prepared. Active dogs especially can be prone to minor injuries like paw pad tears, scrapes, broken nails, and eye irritation, and the best dog first aid kits can help you treat these ailments quickly and effectively. Their picks range from a $20 Best Buy to a $75 kit that included everything you and your dog would need in an emergency. We have used Poppy's kit for ourselves in the past and recommend this approach if you decide to put together your own kit. You can shop the big retail sites to see what their offerings contain and buy the items you don't have. Or if a ready-made kit offers greater value, go for that. Our Poppy emergency bag is also her medicine chest. We keep her medications and special needs supplies there, along with basic grooming tools. We don't have to pack for her to take a trip. We just check that her bag is up to date for all her on-the-road needs. Would you know how to save your dog or cat's life if your animal were choking or had stopped breathing? We know you would want to give your companion the life-saving first aid needed in these severe circumstances. While prevention is always the best place to begin, it's better to be ready to step in and act if something should happen. We recommend a local or online pet first aid course for all pet guardians. If organized training doesn't fit your schedule, consider training on your own. Fortunately, veterinarians and first aid instructors have produced careful Heimlich maneuver and CPR videos. We suggest you watch a few, pick a favorite, and put a link to that one on your phone. While you have the phone out, add a pet first aid app. We use the American Red Cross Pet First Aid app. With any video or app, it's better if you practice the skill before you need it. In the panic of watching the emergency unfold, you'll want to act immediately. You should even practice finding the instructions on your phone quickly so that others nearby can help, coach you, or take over if needed. These aids are not a substitute for a trip to the vet. When you need to perform a life-saving procedure, you should follow up with a vet visit. However, they're good to have on the way to a professional or as a last resort. In an emergency, you have to know where to go and how to get there. The number and address of the nearest animal ER should be in your phone at home or while traveling. We ask locals with dogs where they would go in the event of a pet emergency when we arrive at a new location. Governor Haley proclaims July 5th to 11th as Hurricane Preparedness Week. To encourage residents to prepare for tropical storms and hurricanes, Governor Maura Haley has proclaimed July 5th to July 11th, 2026 as Hurricane Preparedness Week in Massachusetts. During the week-long initiative, the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, or MEMA, will share informational resources to help individuals, families, businesses, and municipalities protect life and property before, during, and after a tropical storm or hurricane. Preparing before a storm is one of the best ways to keep yourself, your family, and your community safe, said Governor Maura Haley. Hurricanes and tropical storms can impact every part of Massachusetts, so whether you live on the coast or farther inland, now is the time to make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay informed. Taking a few simple steps today can make a big difference when severe weather strikes. Strong communities are built on preparation, said Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. By taking time now to prepare for hurricane season, we're helping ensure our families, neighbors, and first responders are ready to respond when severe weather threatens. The Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1 to November 30 each year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, forecasters at the Climate Prediction Center anticipate a below-normal 2026 Atlantic hurricane season with a range of 8 to 14 named storms, including 1 to 3 major hurricanes. An average season has 14 named storms, with 7 hurricanes, including 3 major hurricanes. Preparing for hurricanes is a shared responsibility, said Public Safety and Security Secretary Gina Kwan. Our public safety agencies work year-round with state, local, and federal partners to prepare for severe weather, and we encourage every resident to take steps now to be ready. Being informed and having a plan in place before a storm arrives helps keep families and communities safe. Ahead of peak hurricane season, MEMA has expanded public outreach by sharing hurricane safety tips online, distributing multilingual preparedness toolkits to emergency management directors statewide, and partnering with MassDOT to display preparedness messaging on digital billboards. MEMA also continues to strengthen preparedness through coordination meetings, training, and exercises across the Commonwealth. Preparing for hurricane season doesn't have to be a time-consuming or expensive, said MEMA Director Dawn Brantley. Building an emergency kit over time, creating a simple communication plan, and knowing where to find reliable information are affordable steps that can make a meaningful difference. The steps you take today will help protect you, your loved ones, and your community when severe weather threatens. How residents and visitors can prepare. Know your evacuation zone. Visit www.mass.gov/knowyourzone to learn if you live or work in a hurricane evacuation zone. If you live in an area that may flood and may need assistance evacuating, plan with family, neighbors, and friends who may be able to assist, and contact your local public safety officials to make them aware of your needs. Make an emergency plan. A plan should address how your family would communicate, evacuate, and shelter in place if needed. Be sure to account for the needs of all your family members, including seniors, children, individuals with disabilities, and pets. https://www.mass.gov/info-details/make-a-family-emergency-plan. If you receive medical treatment or home health care services, work with your medical provider to determine how to maintain care and service if you are unable to leave your home or have to evacuate. Build an emergency kit. Build an emergency kit that will sustain your household for 3 to 5 days without power. For tips on what to include, visit www.mass.gov/info-details/build-an-emergency-kit. Stay informed. Every family should have multiple methods for receiving emergency alerts and is encouraged to reach out to their local officials for preparedness and emergency information specific to their community, including available local emergency notification systems. The Commonwealth's 211 hotline is available 24/7 for non-emergency assistance and is available with translation in more than 150 languages and can be accessed via video relay services. To learn more about additional ways to receive alerts and information, including the Emergency Alert System, Wireless Emergency Alerts, NOAA, Weather Radio, and Social and Traditional News Media, visit www.mass.gov/info-details/be-informed-and-receive-emergency-alerts. MEMA will share preparedness and safety information throughout hurricane season. For more information, including interactive evacuation zone maps, multilingual social media toolkits and flyers, preparedness tips, videos, and more, visit MEMA's Hurricane Season Preparedness webpage. Tom Ambrosino will retire as administrator of state courts. Tom Ambrosino, one of the most influential municipal leaders in the history of two communities, Revere and Chelsea, has announced that he will be retiring as the court administrator of the Massachusetts Trial Court. Ambrosino said he notified court personnel that he will be retiring in the fall. I haven't yet submitted my paperwork to the state, but it's sitting on my desk ready to be hand-delivered. I'll probably retire sometime in September. From his office at the John Adams Courthouse in Boston, Ambrosino had a major responsibility in the Massachusetts judicial system. He oversaw 94 courts and 6,500 court employees. It definitely was an interesting job, but it's time to go, said Ambrosino. I've been here 3.5 years. Prior to his job in the courts, Ambrosino served as city manager for Chelsea for 7.5 years. He was previously the mayor of Revere for 12 years, following 4 years as a councilor at large and 6 years as a school committee member. I have great memories of my years in Revere and Chelsea, said Ambrosino. We have accomplished a lot of good things. Ambrosino, who will turn 65 years old in November, still holds a special connection to Revere. His daughter, Alexandra Ambrosino Nader, is a teacher at the Hill Elementary School. Ambrosino is a 1979 graduate of Revere High School, where he was an outstanding student and a member of the National Honor Society. One of his favorite educators was Carol Tye, who has often praised Ambrosino for his academic excellence and studiousness. She was my 10th grade English teacher, Ambrosino noted of Tye, who would later become the superintendent of schools and serve on the school committee. Ambrosino went on to attend Boston University, graduating in 1983. He continued his education at Harvard Law School, earning his Juris JD degree in 1986. Ambrosino said of his distinguished career, "I will miss public service, but it's been 37 years. It's been a long time. I feel proud of my career. I did my best, that's for sure." Ambrosino said he and his longtime partner, Laurie Giardella, intend to do a lot of traveling in his retirement years, but Ambrosino added that he hopes to eventually work in another field. "I hope it's not the end," said Ambrosino. "I really would like to do something else, but I'm not sure what. I don't want to really stop working. It's time to retire from state government." International Sand Sculpting Festival returns with Boston Welcomes the World theme. The Revere Beach International Sand Sculpting Festival is back. Now entering its 22nd year, the highly anticipated summer event will take over the shores of America's first public beach from July 17th to July 19th. This year's festival theme is Boston Welcomes the World, bringing together artistry, culture, and community for a weekend filled with art from master sand sculptors and family fun. The main attraction will feature an extraordinary display of skill as 10 master sand sculptors from across the world compete for prize money. These exceptionally talented artists will transform the sand into art-inspiring creations, drawing hundreds of thousands to Revere Beach over the three-day course. Historically drawing crowds that can exceed 500,000 people, the festival offers much more than just world-class art. Beyond the sand sculptures, the event features over 50 food vendors, food trucks and exhibitors, interactive activities, amusement rides, fireworks, and a vibrant atmosphere. The spectacular fireworks display is scheduled to light up the sky over the water on Saturday night at 9 p.m. The event is organized by the Revere Beach Partnership, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that was established in 2001. Made up of a volunteer board that shares a love for Revere and Revere Beach, the partnership's mission is to preserve and enhance America's first public beach for the enjoyment of it all. "We can't wait to see everyone at the beach this summer for the 22nd year of the International Sand Sculpting Festival," organizers shared in a statement. "We invite you to join us July 7th to 19th on Revere Beach for an experience you'll never forget." Because of the massive crowds expected, automobile traffic in the surrounding area will be heavily congested and parking will be extremely limited. Attendees are highly encouraged to use public transportation. The MBTA's Blue Line offers two convenient stops, Wonderland and Revere Beach stations, making it by far the best choice for festival goers traveling to the beach. Event details at a glance. From Friday, July 17th through Sunday, July 19th, the hours are Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. For more information or to donate, please visit www.reverebeachpartnership.com or www.rbissf.com. USS Constitution to get underway for sail Boston. The USS Constitution is scheduled to get underway from the Charlestown Navy Yard on July 11th at 8 a.m. This underway commemorates America's 250th birthday. The ship will lead the Boston Grand Parade of Sail through Boston Harbor as part of Sail 250. During the underway, USS Constitution will render ceremonial gun salutes throughout the transit. As the world's oldest commissioned warship afloat and America's ship of state, USS Constitution played a crucial role in the Barbary Wars and the War of 1812, defending American sea lanes from 1798 to 1855. USS Constitution's defeat of HMS Guerrière marked the first frigate-to-frigate victory by the U.S. Navy over the Royal Navy during the War of 1812. During the battle, Constitution earned the nickname Old Ironsides when British cannonballs were seen bouncing off her thick oak hull. The underway will be visible from the Boston Harbor Walk, Castle Island, and Charlestown Navy Yard. USS Constitution will open for public tours following the parade of sail and will remain open Sunday, July 12th through Sunday, July 19th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Beginning Monday, July 20th, USS Constitution will return to its normal summer visitation schedule and will be open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Boarding and visiting the ship are free. All guests 18 years of age and older must present a valid state E or federally issued photo identification card or passport to board the ship.